Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Looking forward to even greater days ahead when we can look at the COVID-19 virus in a rearview mirror. We're not at that point right now. And what's peculiar is that even though in New Jersey and Delaware, two strongly Democratic states, they've decided to relax some of the restrictions, taking away mask mandates for children in schools, basically hoping for the best, hoping that we are in fact approaching herd immunity with a tremendous increase that was part of the Omicron variant, the tremendous increase in the incidence of the virus. Seems to be subsiding. Could that be? Not because it's any less transmissible, but because we are getting close to the point where a very strong majority of people is either vaccinated and boosted and with all the proper precautions and maybe even enjoying some of the natural immunity, which has happened when you have a situation where literally millions have had the disease and survived. And meanwhile, the death count goes on and on and on, pushing toward, God forbid, but it looks very likely we will not be able to avoid it, the grim total of 1 million people, which would mean that more people died, more people already have died in this pandemic in the United States than in the great Spanish flu pandemic of 1918. Of course, then the population was much less. Why has the United States done so poorly? We were talking about this the other day. The numbers that are just so staggering is if you look at Australia, which is not a small country, it's a huge country in terms of land area. It's also a substantial country in terms of population, actually very similar to Canada. Oh, by the way, before we get to Australia, there is this important news from the Freedom Convoy. And I know you want to be up to date on that. The Canada truckers have, and their protest, they have received an injunction. This is the Canadian court system working at its best. An injunction that grants them the right to enforce no horn honking. They have to stop the horn honking, which has become something of a national political symbol. Stupid quote of the day. This is from Rand Freeman, a 33-year veteran of the Canadian military, speaking to the BBC. And he said this. Patriotic quote of the day. Well, here it is. Canada has never been stronger. We see united a united people that have come together. We know that throughout history, first they ignore you, then they ridicule and mock you, then they attack you, and then you win. We are entering the attack phase. Okay. Is he saying that he believes the Canadian people have come together in support of the Freedom Convoy? It would be extraordinary if that's true. And what would that mean exactly? Okay, part of answering this question, it seems to me, has to be to look at what we know so far about different countries and the way they performed on the virus. There is a great piece in the New York Times by Ezra Klein. And it's not a political piece. It's not blaming Trump. It's not blaming Biden. It's not blaming Dr. Fauci. It's basically asking a question, What would have happened if there had been a different COVID policies? And he asked this at the very beginning, and it's a very profound and provocative question that you have to ask, is if the CDC had recommended better masks from the beginning, how many people would have actually worn them, and for how long? If the Biden administration had flooded stores with cheap rapid tests, would people have used them? If boosters had been pushed earlier and much more loudly, would the United States no longer trail peer nations in vaccinations? Put differently, how much would getting our pandemic policies right have mattered? And his point is profound, and it's very true. You can't assume that basically the government announcing a policy means that people are going to follow it. Because they don't. Because we're people. And because we are not a profoundly united nation at the moment. In fact, we are, contrary to that quote about Canada, which I think is misleading about Canada, we are a deeply divided nation. And Klein takes a look at a paper that's just been published, was just published less than a week ago. And it actually tries to unravel the mystery, and not just for the United States. It's built atop new data that tried to adjust for the differences in testing and gaps in reporting, and looked at in an international context. The magnitude of America's failure becomes clear. So too do the successes of other countries. And he talks about, and this is what I was about to mention about Australia. Australia has less than 30 million people. It's about one-tenth the population of the United States. But it has 1% of the death rate of the United States. Is, in other words, in the United States, actually much less than 1%, it's like a third of 1%. There are 3,700 deaths in Australia from COVID. Population of 30 million. We're a population of 300 million. We are over 800,000 deaths now. We're approaching 900,000. And why does this happen? And what's fascinating about this paper in The Lancet, it says that it's not age is the one factor that is most formidable. I mean, people who are older, people particularly who are over 70, are vastly more vulnerable than little kids or than any other age group. But he says, but age was alone in the ability to predict fatality rates. Nothing else. Not body mass index, not smoking, not air pollution, not cancer prevalence, not universal health care, not hospital beds, explained very much. What explains something? This. More unexpected was what the researchers found when they looked at the factors that predicted how many people actually got infected. Some of the obvious candidates, population density, GDP per capita, and exposure to past coronaviruses, that failed to predict much in the way of outcomes. But trust in government, and especially trust in your fellow citizens, proved potent. This yields this paper's most striking finding, moving every country up to the 75th percentile in trust in government. That's where Denmark sits. Would have prevented 13% of global infections. And if you take a look and do the same thing for trust in fellow citizens, it would have spared 40% of global infections. So why do we distrust each other so profoundly in the United States, more than other nations? We'll get to it and more. 1-800-955-1776.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much, you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved.
I'm listening to everything you say.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that I'm saying is something that I think is undoubtedly true. And the more you think about it, the more ramifications you can take away from recognizing the truth of this basic perception. And it comes in a detailed paper that was done for The Lancet, which is the British medical journal. And it basically looks at what the factors were that contributed to a high rate of infection and death due to COVID-19. And the two factors that made the most difference, far more than income or education level or race or political orientation, that made the biggest difference were those countries that had high levels of social cohesion, where people trusted one another, and they trusted their government. For instance, South Korea. South Korea has a fraction. Japan has done enormously better than the United States. And it's not better by a ratio of 2-1. It's like 10-1 in terms of deaths from COVID-19. And basically, it's that terrible recognition that something that America used to be noted for. And America used to be noted for the idea that when we face tough times, we all pull together. We even had that to some extent during the reaction to September 11th. You remember how the members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, who had been at each other's throats, they had just had a contested election, hotly contested in 2000, and then that terrible disaster happened, and they all stood out at sunset, at twilight, at the steps of the Capitol building, and sang, God bless America, together. We did it in World War II. People had been very divided in the run-up to the war. There were a very high number of people, including very famous people, very celebrated people, and people who went on later. There was a future president of the United States who was an America firster in 1938. His name was Gerald Ford. And Potter Stewart, who was later a Supreme Court justice, was an America firster. But then we faced this threat of a war, and the political differences were forgotten. Roosevelt had appointed two very prominent Republicans to key roles in his cabinet as Secretary of War and Secretary of the Navy. And basically, Americans pulled together. We have not pulled together, if you noticed, during COVID-19. It's been disastrous. The divisions have been crazy. I mean, really nutty, crazy. And the result of that, it is countries in which there is distrust of your neighbor. That's the most serious different handicap that is going to people who distrust their neighbors. And countries that had that as a social characteristic were vastly more likely to get disastrous results on COVID-19. And Ezra Klein writes, there are lots of policy recommendations that work they need to be followed. In other words, if the policy recommendation may be brilliant and appropriate, but if it's not followed by people, it doesn't do any good. This has been certainly the Biden administration's insuperable challenge. It can make vaccines available, but they can't make people take them. They can make masks available, but they can't make people wear them. The context for the Biden administration and its entire response was a Republican Party divided between over the legitimacy of the 2020 election and aware that the road to 2024 ran through opposition to Biden's coronavirus policies. So what if you assess political polarization, assume political polarization, and media disinformation are here to stay, and you need to work around them rather than ignoring them? And what you need to do, as he's arguing, is to build up at least some kind of trust within the country, within a neighborhood. I was speaking to a friend of ours over the Sabbath, and she had gone skiing, and fortunate enough to be able to enjoy some skiing, and the skiing's pretty good. And she talked about being on two different planes, and on both planes there were altercations, and in one level they had to call the plane back from its takeoff because there were people who were refusing to put their masks on when they got on the airplane. And this is also what is so remarkable about this situation in Canada, is despite that stupid comment that says, oh, we're more united than we've ever been, Canada's incredibly deeply divided over this whole idea of vaccine mandates, even though Canada's done much better with vaccinations than we have. Two out of three, 68% of Canadians in the latest national poll, two out of three, 68%, actually feel they have very little in common, and that's in quotes, with how the protesters in Ottawa see things. While 32% say they have a lot in common. Those who are more likely to be aligned with the protesters are the People's Party voters. People's Party is a very minor party in Canada, 5% of the vote in the last election. Green Party voters, ditto, another minor party. And Conservative Party voters. But the Conservative Party is split down the middle. It's 46 to 45. Large majorities of the Liberals, the dominant party right now, 75% of the New Democratic Party, which is the Socialist Party, 77%, and the Party of Quebec, 81%. Those voters say they have little in common with the protesters. More people felt that the protest came off as offensive and inappropriate, also by a very hefty margin, than believe it was respectful and appropriate. The Conservative Party, which is the closest thing to the Republican Party, is about half and half on everything. 45% of conservative supporters say that the actions of the protesters were offensive and inappropriate. And this is basically another example of a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, is the more we are divided on the basic sanity of, okay, can you imagine you're going to force an airplane to come back to the gate because you refuse to put on a stupid mask? I don't particularly like the masks. I'm not sure they're effective. But for goodness sake, if there is any chance that it makes someone sitting on an airplane with me feel more comfortable for me to wear a mask, of course. This is normal. It is abnormal to be such a jerk, such a jackass, that you're going to get people angry because you refuse to put on a mask during the takeoff of an airplane to go skiing. We can do better. Does Marco Rubio do any better on Face the Nation? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held a joint news conference at the White House with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The number one topic of discussion involves the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Chancellor and I discussed our close cooperation, developed a strong package of sanctions that are going to clearly demonstrate international resolve and impose swift and severe consequences if Russia violates Ukraine's sovereignty.
Police say one person is dead and one wounded after a man opened fire inside a Fred Meyer grocery store in the city of Richland, Washington. Cops have released surveillance images of a white male suspect pushing a grocery cart and are involved in a massive manhunt in the area. Two schools are on lockdown as a precaution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I mentioned Senator Rubio, who was on Face the Nation, because again, if you're looking at a future of the Republican Party, one of the interesting questions, and by the way, if you have any suggestions about this, you can call up and make the suggestion, is who is going to respond to Joe Biden's State of the Union address? Yes, he will give the State of the Union address. Yes, it probably will be less than inspiring. Yes, it is also very likely that, like all State of the Union addresses, particularly those that are delivered to a House of Representatives chamber that is almost empty because of COVID restrictions, which Nancy Pelosi has already announced, and she is in control of that situation, she probably will be right behind Joe Biden. And Vice President Harris will likely be right behind Joe Biden. But it's going to be a great opportunity for somebody to show off some passion and persuasiveness and solidity on the Republican side. Now, Rubio tried that before, and he was undermined, you may remember, when he took a gulp of water. Because it's not radio. It's different. I have been known to take gulps of water. I hope it's not too waterable. Probably is. But, okay, that won't be repeated. This is Marco Rubio appearing on Face the Nation. Maybe considered an audition for earlier peak performance by Marco Rubio. Tim Scott did a great job answering Biden's speech last time, which was not the State of the Union speech officially. It was actually what they call a presidential address to a joint session that is treated just like a State of the Union address. Here is Marco Rubio talking about the danger in the Russian-Ukrainian conversation. This is clip 12B.
Well, the impact would begin by destabilizing Europe. This is the single greatest threat Europe has faced since the 1940s. And as you've pointed out, the refugee surge would be one. But I think this would have a global impact. because we're now all of a sudden once again living in a world in which countries and leaders can decide that something belongs to them and they go in and take it by force. And there are plenty of multiple countries in Europe that have complaints about treaties that were signed over 100 years ago in some cases. We know how China claims its claims on Taiwan. It has territorial disputes with India on its borders. So if we now live in a world where you can just go in and take a country because you claim it or parts of it belong to you, and you can do so militarily, well, we've entered a very dangerous period in human history once again. So I think it has enormous consequences if and when that happens.
He is entirely correct. He also spoke about his doubts about and criticisms of the January 6th Select Committee. President Trump calls it the Unselect Committee, that has been investigating the crimes and malfeasance of those who were most prominently involved and most directly involved with the January 6th riot and the attack on the Capitol. This is clip 12A.
Does the RNC speak for you when it says that this is a Democrat-led persecution of ordinary citizens engaged in legitimate political discourse? Was January 6th legitimate political discourse?
Well, anybody who committed crimes on January 6th should be prosecuted. If you entered the Capitol and you committed acts of violence and you were there to hurt people, you should be prosecuted, and they are being prosecuted. But the January 6th Commission is not the place to do that. That's what prosecutors are supposed to do. This commission is a partisan scam. They're going after, the purpose of that commission is to try to embarrass and smear and harass as many Republicans as they can get their hands on.
That's what you believe your two Republican colleagues are doing?
Well, I believe that commission is doing. Well, let me tell you, I know that's what that commission is doing, because they're focused well beyond January 6th. There are people, for example, like an older member of the RNC whose husband just died, and she wasn't even in Washington on January 6th.
But that's not what the censure
said. She signed some papers. She wasn't even in Washington on January 6th. She can't afford to lawyer up, and she's being harassed by this commission. This commission is nothing but a partisan tool designed to go out and smear and attack and get their hands on as many people as they can.
Okay, it's the idea that that is the purpose of the commission, or that it is a partisan tool. I think that Senator Rubio is just flat out wrong, because there are questions that needed to be answered. Now, do I believe that it would have been much better if they had set up an officially bipartisan commission and a special commission, not just limited to House members that could have distinguished people? This was an event that was such a disaster. It deserved the same kind of attention that September 11th received. I didn't know it didn't kill as many people, but it was it's a profound thing when you have your Capitol building attacked and people trying to stop the proper functioning under the Constitution of elected representatives, and with threats of death and threats of lynching the vice president. It's serious enough so that it needs to go forward. He is absolutely correct. It is not the job of the committee, and the committee is not attempting to do it, to actually indict or to prosecute people. There are prosecutors who are doing that. But the idea that there needs to be answering of questions about what the president was doing and about plans that appeared to be very well advanced and supported in the White House, both by people in government and people outside government, plans to try to impose martial law, suspend the Constitution in effect, to actually, yes, as President Trump acknowledged, overturn the election. He said he wanted to overturn the election. How do you find out about that if you don't have some committee investigating it? The key mistake here, and it's a mistake that Republicans made, and I to some extent bought into it, was the failure to actually craft a plan for a bipartisan commission. And I think that the reason that Mitch McConnell opposed that and that that never happened was basically because people wanted to avoid talking about it. Because I think there is a general recognition on the part of the Republican Party, which is why I think it's such a profound mistake to pass this censure resolution of Kinzinger and Cheney. There was a profound recognition that basically, the more that we go back as a party and talk about the election of 2020 and what happened in the election of 2020 and the aftermath of that and the terrible situation where a tremendous number of good and decent and patriotic people were sold a bill of goods, were sold a series of lies. By the way, there are also lies that we will be exploring involved on the Democratic side, lies glorifying during the early days of the pandemic Andrew Cuomo. Remember that? And now, no, he's not in jail. He won't be prosecuted for his various misdeeds. But the idea that he is actually thinking of making a political comeback, running for future office, could he jump into an expected primary between Chuck Schumer and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? By the way, if that actually happened, she would probably win because she represents the really, really hardcore left, of whom there are a number in New York State. But I don't think that is tremendously likely. There are so many ongoing controversies, and one of the areas where there may be agreement is on one of the most important priorities of this congressional session, certainly. And Susan Collins and Angus King and Lisa Murkowski and a number of other Republicans and Democrats are actually getting together to draft exactly how they're going to reform the Electoral Count Act, which needs to be reformed and fixed. We'll bring you the latest on that and a movie about a tainted football coach. Never heard of such a thing. We'll be right back.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
History is full of stories that are sometimes shocking, unexpected, untold, sort of hushed up for various reasons. There certainly is a story of the most embarrassing election in American history, which the Senate is just getting ready to begin correcting. We will get to that, but the story of that election is the election of 1876, of course. And so many other stories are told by the MedVed history programs, which are available to you for free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. And another announcement, I just found out about, just heard about it, that this collection of some of my speeches, lectures, it's some 15 of them, has just gone on sale for half price for the whole package on CD or on download, whatever you want. But you can check that out at the MedVed History Store as well. Go to michaelmedved.com, look on the banner for Michael MedVed Lectures and Talks, or take a look at the MedHead Plus membership that is available to you at michaelmedved.com. What I was talking about in the Senate, it sounds dry and boring, but it's really very important, is that we really need to get straight what happens in close elections. And I think even broader election reform would be very, very appropriate. If you think about our recent elections going back to 1960, even, we've had too many elections that have been within the range of argument, where it's very, very difficult to make it, to determine a clear-cut winner. That was true between Kennedy and Nixon in 1960. It was obviously true between President Bush and Vice President Al Gore. That election was decided by 527 votes. They say that the most recent election, that if Trump had reversed about 50,000 votes, it could have given a different outcome. But 500 votes, because it was one state, it was the state of Florida. In any event, what they're working on is what they call the Electoral Count Act. And this is the most rocky area for the founders. The founders put in the Electoral College, not because it was ideal, and they changed its functioning very dramatically with the 12th Amendment, where it used to be the person with the most votes in the Electoral College became president, the person with the second most votes became vice president, and then they had that nightmare election where it was sent to the House of Representatives because it was a tie originally between Aaron Burr and Thomas Jefferson. And then this is one of the reasons that Alexander Hamilton got killed, is Hamilton, who was a Federalist, he was a different party, threw his weight against his fellow New Yorker and longtime rival, Aaron Burr, and threw his weight to Jefferson. He disagreed with Jefferson and everything, but he thought he was at least a decent person. Burr was not. But in any event, so then the 12th Amendment comes to the Constitution, which completely redoes the details of the election. And the entire survival of the Electoral College with no attempt at updating the way it's supposed to operate has been a huge problem. And the bipartisan group of at least 15 senators, which includes Joe Manchin and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, it's led by another Republican, Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, recently began discussions with another group that features top Democrats who have studied the issue for months. That group includes Senator Angus King, who's technically an independent of Maine, but he functions as a Democrat. Senator A.B. Klobuchar, a Democrat of Minnesota. And Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat of Illinois. King's group last week released draft legislative text for a rewrite of the Electoral Count Act that would address deficiencies exposed by Trump's plan to overturn the election. The bill would clarify that the vice president has no power to reject a state's electors and ensure that state legislatures cannot appoint electors after Election Day in an effort to overturn their state's election results. It would also give states additional time to complete legitimate recounts and litigation, provide limited judicial review to ensure that the electors are appointed by a state reflect the popular vote results in the state, to enumerate specific and narrow grounds for objections to electors or electoral votes, and to raise the thresholds for Congress to consider objections and make it harder to sustain objections without broad support by both chambers of Congress. That's the most important, because part of the problem with the system right now is if you object to the electoral votes counted for one state, you can raise those objections, as they did for Pennsylvania and Arizona in this last election, and then you can send it to Congress. But if you just get a majority of the Senate and a majority of the House, there's no even a requirement of two-thirds majority, then those votes are canceled. They don't get counted for the other candidate. It's just they don't get canceled for the candidate who appears to have won them. And what that means is that if, say, you have let's say that the Democrats surprised everybody and they held on to the Senate and they held on to the House and they had a Democratic president sitting in the White House, then it would give the Republicans the power it would give the Democrats the power to overturn an election, literally by subtracting enough Republican votes by challenging them and having them discounted. Now, no electoral votes have ever been discounted in that way in American history. But if we are entering a period of time, then Mike Pence says Vice President Harris will not have the right any more than I did to overturn the election, he said, after we beat them. So let's see what happens with that. But meanwhile, with the Super Bowl coming, a Super Bowl winning coach named Sean Payton, remember him? He was a coach for the New Orleans Saints when they won the Super Bowl about 10 years ago. There's a movie about it. And it stars Kevin James, and it has its entertaining moments. He gets suspended from football and has to coach for his 12-year-old son. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Super Bowl-winning coach Sean Payton of the New Orleans Saints was suspended in the Bounty Gate scandal, and in his time off, he coached a Pop Warner team with his 12-year-old son. Now, that much is a true story, but it's now a new family comedy film starring Kevin James called The Home Team, now streaming on Netflix.
Coach Payton is going to be our new offensive coordinator.
You do need help.
I think it'll be good for you guys to connect.
Well, that's the whole point, a connection between a divorced father and his estranged son. From Adam Sandler's production company, this movie is filmed with characterizations of minor characters like a secretary or a hotel clerk who are supposed to be hilarious standing jokes. But much of the humor involves fat people who spill food on themselves and other gags that really sink below a 12-year-old level. Kevin James is effective in a mostly dramatic performance. 2 stars for the mostly adequate PG-rated Home Team. That film is currently streaming on Netflix, and it's possible that even with football fever coming up with the Super Bowl approaching, that some folks might actually enjoy it. Next time on the Medved Show, we cover the alarming possibility of Andrew Cuomo returning to the political battlefield. What does that mean for the future of Chris Cuomo, I wonder? We'll explore it next time. And a new study says that Americans are deeply united in worry over what? Political divisions. And part of the problem is that's not much else. There's not much else that Americans can agree on. And remember, we talked about on the air a bit that there were some 17 historically black colleges and universities that all were hit by bomb threats. Now, none of those bomb threats appeared to be true. They've looked at the university. There were no bombs there. And they think they found the culprits who basically sounded the alarm here. What does it say about an edgy country facing every kind of challenge? Oh, and 3 were arrested in Orlando after a passerby was attacked by neo-Nazis. Can you believe it? That and more, all coming up next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.